superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Man, love all you guys. Thank and you. That's the bottom line.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Because Stone Cold said so.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We have audio of the conversation between Mayfield and the Browns.
Things were going so great.
It's not you. It's me.
The Rich Eisen Show.
He has every right to say what's up.
Today's guests, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, ESPN college football analyst Todd McShay, Basketball Hall of Famer Paul Pierce, Raiders defensive end Max Crosby, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show here on Peacock. And for those who are listening on the radio, I am very pleased to be here on St. Patrick's Day, but I am not wearing green because I am Jewish. Welcome to this program.
Wait, is that a thing for real?
I don't know.
Oh.
I forgot.
I was like, did I just... I totally forgot.
It was because you didn't like Notre Dame, Rich, for a second.
That's true.
Well, Colorado State is green, who you're playing against.
Good to see you, sir. How are you?
In like 15 minutes.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you guys. Hello, TJ Jefferson. You're wearing a New York number.
It's a 2006 Steph Marbury New York Knicks St. Patrick's Day edition.
Okay, very good.
You know what I'm saying?
I like it.
Good to see you.
Good to see you right here.
It is tremendous to be here, Rich, and yesterday was a great day.
Okay, good to see you. That's lighting the candles. Lighting the candle right here to start our program. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. We've got a McShay on the program. so that checks that box. We've got a Celtic. Check that box. Paul Pierce will be joining us in the middle of the program. That sound you hear is Warriors fans kind of sighing some relief, an x-ray on Steph Curry's left foot came back, according to Shams Charania of The Athletic, came back with no broken bones, but a sprained ligament in his left foot that's going to keep him out indefinitely.
Whoa.
As Marcus Smart dove for a loose ball in the Celtics-Warriors game last night in San Francisco. And Steve Kerr is not pleased that Marcus Smart put Curry out of the game and everything in jeopardy. I totally understand that the coach would have the back of his player. It just looked like a loose ball that he was diving for. We'll ask Paul Pierce if that was some sort of basketball code that Marcus Smart violated last night. But for the moment, we have out indefinitely. Ouch. Steph Curry for the Golden State Warriors, who entered last night's action third in the Western Conference of the NBA. So that's the professional basketball story. In terms of the college basketball story, the final tournament of Mike Krzyzewski's coaching career at Duke tips off in 12 minutes time to put my absolute professionalism on the line. And this has nothing to do with the way I feel about Duke. It's because the Michigan Wolverines are the first team to tip off in this tournament against Colorado State after Rutgers went out last night in a play-in game to Notre Dame. And I'm sure Rutgers was kind of like, okay, we've got a play-in. Michigan doesn't. Michigan did beat Rutgers in one of those five games that Juwan Howard was out towards the end of the season. But Rutgers had to play a play-in game against Notre Dame and Mike Bray the night before St. Patrick's Day. So that was a lot to have to get through. And Rutgers is out. Notre Dame moves through. And Michigan now tips off the tournament along with Colorado State.
All right.
And so the first few moments of that game will happen as I'm interviewing Dave Roberts. The game will end. This is the way I'm looking at it. The game will end as I'm interviewing Max Crosby in hour number three.
Yep.
And then I will be laser-locked focused on the interview with Paul Pierce, because that should happen around halftime. great. Todd McShay, I'll probably start speaking to him right after the 12-minute TV timeout of the first half. Just honestly, I'm not really going to be thinking about this show in terms of where things are in the Michigan-Colorado State game, although that would be a lie. And I always try to shoot you straight, so I just did so. That's the way we're getting started in this tournament. South Dakota State and Providence, a team that Mike Del Tufo has been pounding the table because he's done many of their games. And by that, he means he's pressed some buttons and moved some faders on FS1 every now and then.
It's Fox, too.
My bad. Okay. That's the second game up today. So those two games will be going on as we are on the Rich Eisen Show air. And then, boom, it will be just nonstop action all the way through to probably about midnight Eastern,
if not beyond. This 4-day stretch, Rich. 48 games in 4 days.
It's great.
It's unbelievable.
It's wonderful. That's why it's March Madness. There's no question about it. And in the middle of all of it, we're waiting to hear what Deshaun Watson is going to decide. Mike Florio reported last night that the four teams that have met with Deshaun Watson, and let's put it all together. You've got Ian Rappaport, his report, and then Mike Florio's report together, is that both of them have reported, and Mike also said yesterday, that the teams that met with Deshaun Watson already put in their bids for Deshaun Watson with the Texans, who said this would be good with us if this is done. We're assuming they pre-approved the people to speak with Deshaun Watson. They gave permission to teams to talk to Deshaun, who I guess then accepted permission from the Texans because he would be willing to go there. Because he has a no-trade clause, and so he can decide wherever he goes. But the Texans have to also agree to give permission to speak to Deshaun, which is what his prerequisite was before accepting a trade to your team. So there were, you know, you have to kind of thread the needle. He's got to want to talk to you. You've got to actually put up enough for the Texans to accept it. And I guess they're working in concert together, so we don't get to the point of, yeah, great, I'm glad you want to go there, but we don't want to send you there. Or, great, I'm glad you've got the compensation from that team, but there's no way I'm going to that team. So it appears all four of those teams checked some boxes to just get to speak with him. And Florio said last night, every one of the teams that spoke to Watson at these meetings with Deshaun Watson, owner of team, general manager of team, head coach of team, present in the room, there physically. Wow. To say, hey, okay, eye to eye, nice to meet you. No zooming, straight up, person-to-person contact to say, we want you, Deshaun, and this is what we want. And Deshaun, you could look in our eyes, we can look in yours. And the crazy thing is, in none of these reports do we see anything about these civil lawsuits at all being a concern for any of these teams, it appears. Or things have been satisfied enough for them to want to go ahead with this thing. So
that surprise you?
Yes, it does. Yes.
And the fact that they're all there, everyone's there, present in the room.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. If you wanna give your best foot forward and show Deshaun Watson we mean business and we're ready to throw our arms around you and our organization around you and be one unit with you. Yeah. Yeah, or you find out, like, you know, Jimmy Haslam was in the room and Arthur Blank's like, yeah, I had that 3 o'clock, couldn't move my schedule around, you know, like, and Deshaun's like, what? I'm just throwing names out there for the purposes of making a point. So we come on the air today waiting for this Deshaun Watson news, and the four teams are, it's fascinating. The NFC South kind of tilts in the balance here because it's every team not Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers talking to Deshaun Watson in the NFC South. Panthers, Saints, Falcons. And then you've got the Cleveland Browns, the only AFC team or non-NFC South team that's made a pitch. And we come on the air with news about the Browns, Chris Brockman? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, news about the Browns, guys. This morning, Adam Schefter and everyone else kind of reporting that the Browns have been informed that they're out.
They're out.
Out of the running for Deshaun
they're
Watson.
They're out of the running. According to Mike Garafolo as well, they've been informed they're out. The team still views Baker Mayfield as their quarterback going forward.
Oh, really?
Oh, they told Mayfield's agents at the Combine they'd only explore top-tier quarterbacks such as Watson.
Oh, that makes it better.
Top-tier. There's so much in that tweet right
there. There is so much tier. Top-tier.
There's so much in that. So Baker's not top-tier?
Well, I don't know.
Or well, they would have to put other top-tier in there. That would have smoothed it out.
How about this? More toppier than him.
Toppier?
Yeah.
And then what about what Mort said last night?
Which was what? I missed that one.
That they're breaking up. And that the Browns want an adult at the position.
Oh, boy. I mean,
what?
These are
you
some...
You didn't see that? Oh,
no.
My God.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So if you're complaining about the maturity of your quarterback and you don't want to attach your name to it, Mort's your guy? Is that what it is?
Pretty much, yeah.
Because we heard about that from Mort the Super Sunday about the immaturity of Kyler Murray, which Kyler then called nonsense. They want an adult at the position. Okay.
Wow. Baker can't go back to them. They can kiss and make up.
Yes, they can. And they'll have to.
With a lot of zeros.
Unless they are just saying Baker's our top choice at the quarterback position.
At
so
his tier.
When you come at us, Chris Ballard in Indianapolis, when you come at us, John Schneider up in Seattle, don't think that we're over a barrel here. We're fine. We told his agent at the Combine. That we were going to do this. He's been totally made aware of this step by step. However, he did feel the need to send out a message to Cleveland writ large because it was just not a dear Cleveland, too, just Cleveland.
Hey,
I want to hear from you.
And it was in the Notes app.
Cleveland.
Obviously. And you know, the Notes app has the different fonts now and the sizes.
How does somebody not, when you're talking to Cleveland, use Comic Sans? I don't understand.
It would be next level.
I mean,
Cleveland, this is for you.
Cleveland! The you're breaking up with me. I'm breaking up with you. Yeah. I invented it's not you, it's me. Yeah. I don't know how to do it if you're Cleveland right now. Other than the fact of, hey, you're ours, we're yours. We tried, we kicked the tires. Let's go to work.
No.
Or they're talking to these other teams right now and making their best possible deal while putting out there that they're fine with this. They just tried. They told Baker. We told Baker we tried. But the whole business, I did not hear that about Mort, that they wanted an adult at the position. Now, that's somebody whispering something. That those two tweets, the one from Mort and the one from Garofalo, is not, you can't square that circle. That's not in the same geographic shape. We want an adult of the position, says somebody per source. And then another source is like, we told his agent at the at the Combine that we were going to look at only top-tier quarterbacks. So, Cleveland, there you go. Keep an eye peeled on all of that. Do you take Jimmy G, bring him to Cleveland, and send Baker somewhere else, and then Indianapolis, then gets who? Jameis, if the Saints get him, or Darnold, if the Panthers get him, or Matt Ryan, if the Falcons get him? There's just one big Deshaun stone to throw in the quarterback pond with some other ripple effects. And so far, we've seen the first quarterback in this issue or this situation have an issue just merely because it's known that one team talked to him. And then last night, the NL All-Star team was announced. And the manager is Dave Roberts. And
for real.
Freddie Freeman is going to Los Angeles by reports. He's agreed to terms, unless there's a Randy Gregory sitch somewhere around here.
Seems unlikely.
And I do believe when Dave Roberts joins us in a matter of moments, I will congratulate him on being the manager of the National League All-Star team, which, by the way, I think the All-Star game is here in Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, it's here.
Who knew it was just for all 81 home games? So there's 82 All-Star games being played for the National League, and it is Freddie Freeman, 6 years, $162 million reported dollars for him to come back to his home area and presumably bat between the Turners, Trey and Justin, right there in the third hole of the lineup that Mookie Betts tops, with Max Muncy now being a designated hitter, maybe protecting Turner. That means their terrific catcher, Will Smith, might bat sixth. Chris Taylor, who's just been more dynamite than not, with maybe seventh. You might bat Cody Bellinger there with A.J. Pollock helping set the table in the ninth hole for Betts to turn the lineup over again. In case you're wondering, that lineup that I just mentioned to you, all but Smith have appeared in an actual All-Star game. And by all measures, projected stats, you know, you see that in fantasy pages, projected stats. The projected on-base percentage for that team is 320, meaning 32%, one-third of the time they will get on base. Last year, that would place this Dodgers lineup with that lowest projected on-base percentage, 12th highest in Major League Baseball, and of the 18 teams below them would be the world champion Atlanta Braves. And it's the eighth highest slugging percentage, 428, which is their lowest projection. That would be the eighth highest in Major League Baseball last year. Now, the question, obviously, is who's going to pitch? You got Walker Buehler, Julio Urias, Gonsolin, Heaney, Andrew Heaney. Heaney. Lost to Southern California, can't quit him. Yeah, right. And then who knows about Trevor Bauer? So Dave Roberts is going to join us first.
And Clayton Kershaw's back on a one-year.
Oh, that's right. Clayton Kershaw's back on a one-year deal. So Clayton Kershaw's in that mix, too, clearly. My bad. So, look.
Yeah, man.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Yeah. Here's the deal.
Go win the World
Series. And this man knows it, yeah. Who's about to join it. It's World Series or bust. Mm-hmm. It's World Series or bust. If they don't care about whatever luxury tax that they're paying, tu salud, as they say in the Godfather, good for you. You got to win the World Series. You got to make it. You got to win it. And then just perfect example here of what's going on in Major League Baseball that the collective bargaining agreement did not fix is you've got one group like the Los Angeles Dodgers with money coming out of there, you know what, and they're spending it. And then up the road in Oakland, Matt Olson, Let's send him. Let's home grow him, even though he's from Atlanta. Let's send him back to Georgia. Let's send him home. And then Matt Chapman, he's gone too. We'll send him to Toronto. And this is a team that's been that plucky A's team that's been winning more games than not. And all of a sudden it's like, oh gosh, they're the ones in the AL West driver's seat. Who knew? They're going to do it again. They're going to have to do it again and start with guys you've never heard of. And one team is just like selling them off. And another team is selling out tickets. So, okay. Dave Roberts is up first. Todd McShay with his, we're going to check in on how his mock draft is all settling in as free agency is pieces are beginning to land. Max Crosby will join us in hour number three. He's got a new teammate in Chandler Jones out there in Vegas. And then right in the middle of the program, Paul Pierce will join us. You as well, 844-204-RICH, but let's beat it on out of Dodge so the Dodgers manager can join us. We'll get to a break right now, so we'll get to a break so we can get to Dave Roberts relatively on time. Meanwhile, Michigan's down 3-0. Oh, my God. March Madness has begun. We'll reveal our final four later on. Let's take a break. We're back with Dave Roberts in a moment right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep, because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Dave Roberts, LA Dodgers manager, joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. And you just, again, for the terrestrial radio audience that just joined us, you spoke to Freddie Freeman briefly last night. Is there anything you can share with us, the conversation you had with your
Just more of, let's just get through the physical, let's get him in camp. And it was a mutual kind of excitement. And, you know, I can't give, ownership, Mark Walter and Andrew Friedman and baseball ops enough credit for getting something like this done. But obviously I'm pretty excited, Rich, but I'm trying to temper the joy, but I'm not doing a great job of it.
Well, again, I know that it's tough to talk about something that's not yet official and anything can happen and things of that nature. So hypothetically, do you see him between the Turners and the three hole? Is that something that you would be
I'm gonna have a conversation with him. I think that he certainly earned that, and it's kind of, I see him in the two or the three, so kind of how I put together the lineup, but I'm certainly gonna have a conversation with him.
Okay, and now that you're not used to having a DH more than just a few times a year, but now you're gonna have one for all 162. Who would that candidate be for the Los Angeles?
Yeah, you know, Dodgers? What, and it's funny is that I've always been sort of the advocate of the senior circuit and having the pitcher and the double switches and all that kind of stuff and not have the DH. But, with our roster, it certainly alleviates a little bit of friction because there's a spot that a guy can take four at bats in a night. So I think for us, it's not going to be that traditional DH. It's kind of revolving with a lot of different guys. I think, JT is one. I think, Max, get him in there. Will Smith, when he's not catching, maybe give him a day or two as a DH to keep his bat in there. So just to kind of get guys off their feet, keep their bat in there, probably makes the most sense, with the way our roster is constructed.
So you liked the NL way of doing it, and I can't believe I'm going to call it this, the old way of doing it, but now that you've got the AL way of doing it, is it grown on you? You kind of dig it right now?
It's grown pretty quickly, and I understand, as far as the fans and, to have an extra hitter in there as opposed to a pitcher, taking a couple, two or three at-bats in a night. You want to see that hitter. And guys like a Nelson Cruz, for example, I'm a huge fan. So to keep guys like that relevant in the game, participating, contributing, I think that there's something to be said for that. But I'm like you, Rich. I just love the strategy and, when to pull a pitcher, when to, pinch hit and, the double switching and stuff like that. It just, I like that kind of cerebral part of the game.
Okay. So, let's talk pitching then. How does your staff look right now? How do you see your rotation going?
I like our staff a lot. I think it's certainly, we do a good job of the depth piece, and obviously the pen, but obviously Walker Buehler, Julio Urias, Clayton Kershaw, Andrew Heaney, we acquired or signed from the Angels. He's been with the Angels in recent years. Then you've got David Price, Tony Gonsolin, to kind of fill out the rotation. So I named six guys, and we're going to be even deeper than that because we got some young guys, Ryan Pepiot, Bobby Miller, Landon Knack, some guys that you're going to be hearing about, Richie, soon, guys that are coming. But I think that as far as getting through April and May, I think every manager is going to kind of agree in the sense of having guys that can take down multiples to kind of piggyback the starters who just don't have that buildup that they're accustomed to in spring training's past.
Well, I noticed one name that didn't get mentioned by you right there is Trevor Bauer. What can you tell me about him,
Dave? Yeah, I really can't, and it's not of just trying to. I just don't have the information. So I think I guess that the line is I'm just going to kind of focus on the guys that are in camp, and until I know more, and until he's with us, I just can't comment because I just don't know enough information. But I'm sure as time goes on, you know, we'll know more.
Okay, so right now you're planning to start 2022 and go for however how long without Trevor Bauer right now?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes, okay. Sir.
So how's Kershaw?
Clayton's doing great. You know, like I've told a couple people, is he doesn't do a good job of hiding his emotions. So when he feels good, he's pretty jovial. And threw a live the other day, felt really good. His just body's moving well. And, you know, signed a one-year deal. So he and his wife, Ellen, are excited to come back for one more year. And I'm excited. It's just good to have him back, throwing the baseball, feeling good. And, you know, over the last couple years, Rich, he's just gone through so many injuries and trying to find a way to come out and still perform, which he's done. But this is the first ballot Hall of Famer, and it's good to see 22 in the clubhouse.
So what's the plan for him? I mean, are you going to – how many innings do you expect, right? I mean, what – because you're going to want to keep him.
What I do know, Rich, is that he'll be ready for the first turn in the rotation. I don't know, you know, where we're going to pencil him in as far as in what slot. But and to your question, I would think 3 to 4 is pretty fair. Could we get him into the fifth inning if all goes well in that first start? That would be the hope. But, you know, I think 3 to 4 is fair, and we'll just have guys behind him and continue to ramp him up.
Dave Roberts, L.A. Dodgers manager here on the Rich Eisen Show again the day after news breaks that Freddie Freeman is in the middle of this lineup. I mean, Betts, Trey Turner, Freeman, Justin Turner, Muncy, Smith, Taylor, Bellinger. If that's where you want to put him, eighth. I mean, my God, Pollock, are you going to like laugh out loud sometimes when you actually start filling out your lineup card?
You know what? It's pretty amazing, and I'm not going to lie. I've run a couple exercises. I might have run a couple exercises in days prior with him in the lineup and kind of seeing how it looks. So it's a talented team. But the great thing about our game is you still got to go out there and perform. And so, but I do like the club.
Well, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous for me to ask it, but I'm going to ask it anyway because you know it. You know the drill. I mean, you've also spent time in the Northeast where it's a pressure cooker just like anything else. The expectation is anything short of winning the World Series is a failure. Dave, how do you?
And I spent time, you know, as you mentioned in Boston. I understand that expectation, the market, and that's Los Angeles, and that's what you live for, that's what you play for, and you know, to have the expectation of the fan base. We know that going in, and so I do believe in the process, how we go about it. I believe in the players, you know, the coaches, front office, everyone. So that's our goal too.
Do you address that with players, like literally throw it out on a table and say this is our expectation level as well? Do you that?
You know what? It's talked about a little bit. I think for me, I'm more focused on the day at hand and getting better. And I think that, you know, it's kind of the old adage, how you do anything is how you do everything. And so I think that's something our guys, that mantra our guys have taken to. So when you do that, you know, the byproduct with the talent, you know, puts you in a position to win a championship. But yeah, I mean, it goes without saying our goal is to hold that trophy, be the last team standing in 2022.
Dave Roberts, a couple more minutes left with the Dodgers manager here on the Rich Eisen Show. So we're hearing that there's going to be some sort of like competition committee similar to what, you know, the NFL has or what the NBA has, more, I guess, attuned to that, where, you know, in 2023, they're going to start talking about new rules, changes and whatever. But for sure, it looks like the shift might be on its last legs here. Dave, what do you make of that concept?
You know, I'm sort of, you can play both sides like most things. Mm-hmm. I do like the competition committee getting different, you know, and I don't know exactly who's on that committee, but hopefully it's some field personnel, some front office, some ownership, so you can kind of collaborate and kind of come to some consensus. But yeah, with the shift, I definitely like the way that certainly makes guys like Max Muncy, we've talked about Freddie Freeman, better baseball players, Cody Bellinger. But I do like the way of, you know, with the rules, how they have been, you're trying to get outs. And so with the shift, allowable, permissible, to move three guys to the other side of the diamond, put Manny Machado in short right field, it's smart. But to kind of play it more straight, potentially have spikes on the dirt or just two guys on one side of the infield, I'm okay with it. And it's up to players to just kind of adjust, you know. But I see it both ways.
Yeah, right. I see it. Just again, I'm just as a fan, obviously, you know. I just don't want to see, like, hardliners by your lefties that would normally find grass being caught by a third baseman out in right short right center field. Like, that's just, as a fan, it's just, I want to see movement. I want to see you, you know, we've been talking about your strategy so much. I want to see you hitting and running, right? I want to see gappers. I want to see guys going from first to third, first to home. That's, you know, triples, you know, like, that's the sort of thing I want to see. And it just seems to be missing strikeout, walk, or home run. It's what it seems to be these days.
And I think that that's a great point, and that's real. That's a real, you know, that's a really, that narrative, that thought is very common. And I do believe that it will take away the just swinging for the fences kind of narrative where, yeah, if I'm hitting balls and lining them to short right field and I got a third baseman there, I'm more apt to now just try to elevate and not try to hit line drive. So now if guys are getting rewarded for hitting a ball, you know, in the 5.5, that Tony Gwynn hole to the right-handed nice. Poolside or the lefty in the four hole, yeah, and you're going to see more action, more balls in play, and that's what fans want.
Do you like a pitch clock? Are you up for that?
I do. And I think it's one of those things that players are very adaptable. So I think early on it's going to be something different. But I do think that in between pitches and nothing against my old buddy Valverde, but, you know, that human rain delay, guys like that walking around the mound and in between pitches to kind of speed it up, I think it's good for the game. And it's just that rhythm that I think that fans certainly need.
Maybe you should go on this committee, Dave. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, why don't you talk to, you know, Mr. Manfred and get me on there?
I'm serious. Like, you know, coaches in the NFL are on the competition committee. I mean, Vrabel, for instance, is a, you know, and Tomlin's been on it for a while. Sean Payton used to be on it. I mean, you're a former player, too. You've got a lot. Why not?
I appreciate that. And I do think that it shouldn't just be, and I might get a letter in the mail, but I do think that ownership, it shouldn't just be management. It shouldn't just, you know, it should be kind of everyone that has some skin in the game. And, you know, no one sees more baseball than the field manager. So, but yeah, we'll see how it plays out.
Okay. Dave Roberts, thanks for the call. Congratulations, man. Tell me, what are your lottery numbers for the Powerball? Can you share those with me right now? Can you share?
Number 5, 22, 10.
Yep.
What number's Trey Turner? 6.
Yep.
There you go. Those are my lottery numbers. Walker Buehler, 21. How about that?
Okay, come on. Hold on a minute. You're so close to actually giving them, and if that actually hits,
Will
Dave.
Smith, 16. Am I doing okay?
What's your Powerball? The Powerball is, give me the highest number guy. What's Bellinger's number?
50.
35.
Okay, 50. There you go. That's the Powerball.
Mookie Betts. There you go.
There you go. Bam. Well done. Dave Roberts, thank you, sir. You take
somebody
care.
Is going to play those numbers.
Yeah, me. Yeah, they're called.
There you go.
Me immediately.
Play those numbers and hit. That'd be amazing.
Let's pull it together and see if we could make as much as Freeman.
I'm in for $20. All right, I'm in.
Take care, Dave. Take care.
All right, guys. Take care.
That's Bye-bye. Dave Roberts, everybody.
You said make as much as Freeman.
Mookie's the Powerball.
Wow.
50. Hey.
5, 22, 16, 6, 21, 16, 50. Did I get those right?
He said 5, 6, 10, 16, 21, 22, and the Powerball is 50. We are playing it.
10, my bad.
We are playing it.
All right, so Powerball draws on Saturday, and it's 147, so not as much.
Not as much.
Not as much as Freddie Freeman.
Plus, we got to take taxes out, and then if we pull, we got to divvy it up. So
you know.
Nothing short of the piece of metal will be
guaranteed Aaron Rodgers
acceptable
money,
here in true. Los Angeles.
There you go, Mike.
We're close to that.
All right. We'll take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. That interview was -4 for me. Michigan was down 1 when I started it. They're down 5 now.
Colorado State's been hot. They hit 4 3-pointers right off the bat.
Well, all I'm saying is that we should compile the plus minus for the guests. Dave Roberts is -4. That's his only loss of the last 24, 48 hours.
Do you think the Dodgers will have a 4-game losing streak at all during this season?
No. How? How? Even if they have, even if they're struggling in pitching, which is clearly their weakest suit.
And they're going to score 12 runs a game.
Where's the slump in the lineup?
I was just trying to figure out how we can get -4 into this season.
I like it. I like it. All right, we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial when we come back right here on the Rich Eisen Show on a busy March Madness St. Patrick's Day.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Ah, everybody, we're back here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Our terrestrial radio audience is about to rejoin us. We've got another game in the NCAA tournament has tipped off. Providence leading South Dakota State.
There you go, Mike.
By 4 early. There we go.
We're Dodgers early win totals 97. Yeah, right.
I mean, that's an insane number.
But way over.
Back here on our terrestrial radio outfit, our friends at Callaway Odyssey want to remind you, go check out that Tri-Hot 5K putter. It's got the legendary white hot insert in it, and it's a blade that has the forgiveness of a mallet. So if you like playing a mallet and you said, I'm never going to try a blade, you need to try this putter. And also, you should just know this about the Odyssey line of putters. Number one putter on every major tour in 2021. Number one in worldwide wins at the last 37 major championships across the PGA, LPGA, and Champions Tour. Not only did more pros play an Odyssey putter in those majors, but more pros won major championships in 2021 with an Odyssey. And you also may have heard, as you remember from Japan last summer, Xander Schauffele brought home gold. So, again, that classic blade with the forgiveness of a mallet, that's the Tri-Hot 5K. An example of why best players, only the best players in the world, rely on Odyssey putters when it matters most. See what makes Odyssey the number one putter on tour at odysseygolf.com. Piece of NFL free agency that happened yesterday. The Buffalo Bills add Von Miller to the mix. Now, I need to see this contract. 6 years, $120 million. Sounds like.
So it looks like it's more of a 3-year, yeah. $53 million.
That's it. I mean,
based on the actual.
But good for him to go to Los Angeles, get that opportunity, win the ring, show that he can still do what he can do. And now, to me, this maneuver. Now, I know they added O.J. Howard. They lost J.D. McKissick, the Bills. You know, it's kind of, you can't say lost just because the information men and women of the business report right. something in the negotiating window does not mean it's rock solid.
But it looked like he was coming.
Well, he had agreed to terms. He said it was going, and then he went back to Washington. Maybe it's because he saw Carson Wentz's press conference and says, I got to be part of that.
They saw Carson's glamour shot?
His glamour shot.
What was that?
With his with his letter jacket. I don't know.
It didn't work out well for the
Texans. But all I know is the Bills made a big move with Von Miller, and the way I saw that is the Bills know that that's their division to win or lose, but the Bills know we've got to put Mahomes on his ass or any of the quarterbacks from that stacked AFC West on his derriere. Lamar's got to go down, and he must go down hard. And sure, the Bengals are hitting the heck out of that offensive line. But guess what? Burrow's got to go down. He's got to go down hard. And anybody that's coming out of these young, new quarterback group that can turn themselves into the next Herbert from Lawrence or Wilson or Mac Jones is already, you know, the leader of that pack right now. Tua getting his shot.
Tua.
In that division, those young guys that you see a couple of times, Josh Allen, if he's not going to, you know, go nuts as we expect him to, you're going to have to play some defense at some point. And yes, Von Miller, that's what you've got to do. The arms race is now leading to the sack race. Chandler Jones has been added to the Las Vegas Raiders. Randy Gregory to the Denver Broncos. You already got Frank Clark. He's staying put. You already got Bradley Chubb. He's staying put. You got Khalil Mack added to the Chargers to go with Bosa. This is the way it's working in the AFC right now. Now, you could say it works that way in the NFC too, sure. But the AFC is now the home of the quarterbacks. If this was a seesaw, NFC versus AFC, for all those years, it was Big Ben and Brady and Peyton Manning. You want to throw Philip in that mix?
Sure.
Why not?
Sure, he's good.
You know? The occasional Flacco might raise his head for 1 year. Look up, look down, see a shadow, and then get out of Dodge. No, and that was the AFC. Andrew Luck popped in when Manning, you know, left for Denver and then left the scene entirely. So, you know.
Let me
all together, and the AFC is now on that seesaw. You know, the AFC is now winning that race big time.
Let me ask you this, Rich.
Yes.
Talk about quarterbacks in the AFC. So Allen and Mahomes are 1 and 2, if you were going to rank them, right? Just whatever order you feel like putting them in the AFC. We agree on that?
Sure.
What is 3, 4, and 5? Who are your 3, 4, and 5 in the AFC?
So give me the top three again, because I was watching Colorado State go on an 8-0 run.
I know. I'm sorry. I was trying to take your mind off.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So 1 and 2, yes. If we're going to rank AFC quarterbacks, is Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Just whatever order you want to put them in.
Yes.
They're 1 and 2.
Yes.
Who are 3, 4, and 5 between Justin Herbert?
No, I got you. Hold on a minute.
Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, if you want to put...
I will put
Derek
Burrow
Carr
3. I'll put Burrow 3. Recency bias. Kid is dynamite, and he's only going to get better and hopefully better protected. Burrow is 3. Herbert didn't make the Super Bowl in his own building. Burrow did.
Okay.
Herbert didn't beat Mahomes in the AFC Championship game. Burrow did.
Burrow over Lamar, who has an MVP?
I would go Burrow over Lamar. Right? You're talking right now.
I'm talking
correct?
About right now.
Who would I take? I would take Burrow over Lamar.
Okay, so you have...
And I'd take Burrow over Herbert right now.
Okay.
Then I'll take Herbert next.
Herbert 4?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, man.
And this is my point. Look who doesn't make the top 5. You're either talking about an MVP or Russell Wilson.
Who would I take right now to win a football game? Right now to win a football game? Or we're talking about career?
Top 5 right now.
Right now to win a football game.
Sure, if that's how you want to measure what your top 5 is.
I'll take... Oh, man. This is how stacked the AFC is.
That's kind of my point. If, like, look who gets left out of the top 5 when we're talking about quarterbacks.
I've just got to take Lamar right now.
You do Lamar 5, okay. So Russell Wilson is 6th in a conference, not in the whole league.
I've just got to, based on what I saw from Russ last year, and I know Lamar didn't finish because he was hurt. I think he's so special and so difficult, and in the way that Russell was years ago.
And we're not even talking about...
Obviously, Russell is right there knocking on the door.
Derek Carr, who's great. Mac Jones has shown that he's going to be really good. You still have Baker Mayfield right there. Like,
dude, you're not a Mayfield guy. Don't even come at me with that.
I think if Baker Mayfield's on the Colts, they can go to the AFC Championship game.
That would be phenomenal. And that's why, you know, yeah, man. That would be phenomenal.
Why do people act like Russ fell off last year? The man
had,
he had 25 touchdowns and six picks, and he broke his finger after he had an incredible start.
DK Metcalf was on the side of a milk carton half the time.
And still had 12 touchdowns.
I know
that. Yeah, I mean.
Well, didn't you have a couple games where it was like three or four or something insane like that?
Statistically speaking.
I don't know.
Russ, it just doesn't feel like it.
Russ
it just
doesn't. Well, yeah, not, I mean, it doesn't feel like way, it, but when you look at the numbers.
I'm not carping on Russell Wilson.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Mahomes and Allen. Burrow, I'm taking number three. He just went to the Super Bowl. All right, and you know, I understand that Russ got hurt and Carson got hurt and they didn't have anybody to run the football. You know, I know that's a huge minus in this team game. Herbert is got. I mean, and I'll just take Lamar. I'm sorry.
So you take Herbert over Russ?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Sam.
Interesting.
And Russ can win it all. By the way, no question about it. Yeah. And I'm sure he's going to take the chip. He's got a big, big chip on his shoulder. And Denver has every reason to be doing cartwheels to have him. Did you see he showed up and he and his wife went to a children's hospital? I mean, this is what we're talking about here. It's a guy on his patch. He's going to have that Walter Payton Man of the Year patch on his jersey. And the Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Locke, Joe Flacco carousel is gone. Gone. And there's so much to be excited about there. But to show you the deep end of the AFC pool, I'm taking Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Herbert, and Lamar. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on that. How about you throwing that curveball at me right off the top of your head?
Yeah, it's just, you know, your team's losing. I'm trying to.
It's okay.
Distract
you. It's okay. You know what? My take on the AFC quarterbacks was -8.
Oh.
And then you're reconfiguring the subject matter to giving you the top five quarterbacks in the AFC, that that conversation was +7.
Oh, we're back.
Just saying.
There we go.
Okay.
A lot of game left.
Or +5, one of the others. Hey, that's where we're going. Todd McShay, he's got his new mock draft out. And we're going to talk to him about the way these pieces are falling. Now, the one issue here is he's got the Saints taking a quarterback and Kenny Pickett at 18th overall. That won't happen if they get Watson. That pick would belong to Houston. Obviously, Drake London going 8th to Atlanta as a wide receiver for Matt Ryan. That wouldn't happen. That would belong to the Texans, that pick. Charles Cross going to protect whoever's playing quarterback there in Carolina, 6th overall in his mock draft, that pick would belong to Houston. And those are the three teams. Because the Browns are still on the clock at 13th overall. That's their pick. As Adam Schefter and Mike Garofalo and everybody else reporting today that the Browns have been told they're out. Watson's not coming. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it'll be Todd McShay. And then guess what? Paul Pierce.
Hey.
All right. Truth. Here on this busy March Madness Thursday. All right. Michigan's down by 8 now. They gone on a 7-0 run. A lot of runs.
The game of runs.
It is that.
The make or miss league.
South Dakota up by 2 over Providence.
Uh-oh, Mikey.
It's okay. It's very early.
It's early.
It's very, very early.
It's early.
So did you put a poll question up or anything like that? That's not a poll question because we got 5.
Oh, a poll question?
There.
No. How about, well, I could put, you know, who do you leave out? Or who would you put number 5?
Well, how about where do you think Deshaun should go? Put those 3 up.
Okay.
Looks like Deshaun Watson's coming to the NFC South. Welcome back, Tom Brady. Welcome back, TB12. Because who's coming to the NFC South but none other than Deshaun Watson?
I don't think Tom's worried.
No, I don't think he's worried either.
He's not worried about anything.
I don't think he's worried either. Because the Bucs, by the way, signed Godwin to a 3-year deal, meaning he's got his deal. He's got his security. He's also got the ability to become a free agent at age 29. So it's good. It's a win-win. Hopefully he will now take that money and buy a new phone, which I believe he probably already got because he dropped his in the boat parade. Mm-hmm. You see, Gronk was caught in a barbershop joking like, you know, he'll come back when it says on his time because Brady made him wait or something like that.
That's funny.
It's good stuff. Tommy and Gronky, that'll happen.
You think Gronk's coming back?
Why wouldn't he?
Oh, yes.
He had a great year.
Oh, yes.
I said he only wanted to play for Brady.
Okay.
Or with Brady. So.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Absolutely, he's coming back. You don't. Why would you even ask that?
They're question? Not in the NFC Championship, though. I'm picking against them already.
At some point it's during this next commercial break, I'm assuming Colorado State will miss a three.
Yeah, Rich.
Nice. It's a 10-point game at the 2-minute mark of the first half. So Colorado State is up by 10 on that front.
It's early, Rich.
They're 8 for 18 from 3 already. Michigan, 0 for 7. There's a difference.
Oh, they haven't made a 3-point shot yet.
Michigan is not.
Okay, so there's nothing but upside. Todd McShay coming up in hour number 2, along with Paul Pierce as well, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And then Max Crosby in hour number 3, waiting on Deshaun and watching March Madness in the interim. That's how we're rolling on this busy Thursday.